You're listening to SBS News.
At a press conference in Beijing, a spokesman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry, Zhao Lijiang, issued a stern warning for Australia.
As a country that has long benefited from cooperation with China, it is unethical for Australia to hype a China threat theory, nor is the allegation consistent with facts. It will end up hurting itself.
Mr. Lijiang made the comments just a day after Australia's Home Affairs Secretary Mike Pezzullo further escalated tensions between the two countries in a speech for Anzac Day. In the address, Mr. Pezzullo said that the drums of war were again beating. While he did not name China, he said that Australia should be prepared for conflict in the region. The Federal Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, has played down the comments in an ABC interview.
With respect to the Australian government, we want to see a stable relationship with China. We want to see that important economic partnership continue, a partnership which is mutually beneficial.
The comments from Mr. Pezzullo come after Defence Minister Peter Dutton this week weighed in on the recent tensions between Taiwan and China. And the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, was again asked about the 99-year lease of the Port of Darwin to a Chinese company.
The military and defence capabilities are not compromised by that, and that's understood. But I understand the perception here. But what has to determine our decisions has to be the national interest, and it has to be based on proper advice from defence and security and intelligence agencies.
Peter Jennings from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute says beneath the war of words lies something much more serious.
Underneath the rhetoric is a really serious strategic problem emerging, which is that China is becoming much more aggressive and really forcing its demands on other countries in our region. And Australia is pushing back against that. So this is as serious a strategic time as I've able to recall in my career. And I think we really should be aware of the fact that, behind all the words lies the possibility for us to be in a conflict in coming years.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.